You know, that's how I feel. All
right. Blog Talk Radio.
Or a family member is not a thing that you will ever forget that you had to do in your lifetime. And it's probably something that you hope that you'll never have to do again. It's separation. It separates people who were once close or tried to get close from each other. And it probably separates those people for good. You know, taking somebody to court that you know and who knows you and that you have history with, it's not the only thing that will permanently separate you from them. And I do believe that when you take somebody to court, you probably either should be permanently separated from them or by default you will be separated from them, because people take that as a diss. Like, you ain't have to do all of that. Because normally when you wind up taking somebody to court, it costs more money than they may have owed you. You may be actually suing for more than the amount that was owed. Depends. It depends on the circumstances surrounding the litigation. But one thing is for sure, people are going to start to take sides. And we're going to go over many of the reasons that people have to take their family members to court or their friends to court. And some of you may have been in these situations and you probably thought, like, you know, I wouldn't have taken my peoples to court for that. But I actually did think about it. You know, some of these things you may just let go. Like, you know, I'm not going to have the man all up in my business. But it's just like calling the cops on somebody. When you call the cops on somebody that you know, when you involve the beast, when the boys in blue come and knock on somebody's door because somebody that they know called them cops on them, you don't forget that, especially when you know who it is. And one thing about going to court is that you cannot deny that you took somebody to court. You can always haggle and dispute over who called the cops. But there will be no question about who took who to court, especially in small claims court. Yeah, they didn't pay me back my money, and so I sued them. They were infringing trespassing or encroaching on my property, and I wasn't having it. You're not going to grow a tree on my on my side of the property line. I didn't want no tree on my side. You're not going to set up a gate separating my house from your house on my side of the property, which gives you more property. No, we're not doing that. Have a surveyor come out here, determine what the property line is. You still disrespecting? All right, got to take you to court. Simple and plain. Now, it's a whole new ball game. It's different. It's different. Now, we don't normally get into what property lines are too much unless we live out in the burbs or in a rural area. In the city, we don't haggle over property because we don't have a lot of of real estate to be able to claim. Many of us live in smaller homes on congested blocks and whatever. So the issue of property normally is pretty cut and dry. Like, yo, you in my yard. You know, we don't have acres. You know, most people that live in my city, a city like this, we don't have acres of land to dispute. We know what it is. Yo, man, yo, stop letting your dog crap in my on my lawn and we'll be all right. Stop letting your kids play football or whatever kind of sport on my grass. Stop that. I try to take care of my grass. I don't want them messing it up, running on it, and you know, trampling on it, all that kind of stuff. But it's a real thing. It's definitely real when you have to take a friend or a family member to court. We're going to talk about a lot of different scenarios. So are you ready? Are you ready? Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We going to be talking about when you have to sue a friend or a family member tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily Go Get a Business Show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Let's get this thing popping. When you have to sue a friend or a family member, have you ever had to do it? Are you close to somebody who had to do it? Do you know what it's like for one set of friends or family members to take one side and the other ones to take the other side, even when they know that one side is dead wrong? Dead 100% wrong. But, hey, you got to take a side. One thing, listen, we got to find out who was right, who was wrong, or whatever. And when people who are close to each other, people who know each other, people who have grown up with each other, people who are more than familiar with each other, when they can't work out something, it's normally over money. Think about it. Money. You go to court to get money from somebody. Nobody goes to court for anything non-financial related. That's not, the courts are for straightening out money matters. Nobody goes to court. You know, even if you go to court for a criminal case, there's still money involved because they're going to be signed. They're going to be fees. They're going to be, there may be restitution. There may be, you may take it to civil court after the decision. People got to get paid. From the lawyers to the judges to the court reporters to the bailiffs to the security guards to whoever. Everybody has to get paid. So when you go to court, you're going to have to spend some money, and hopefully you win some money because you won. If you're dead wrong, it doesn't mean that you're going to lose in court. Because in civil court, it's all about the preponderance of evidence. And in criminal court, it's all about being able to prove that someone did something beyond the shadow of a doubt. If there is any reasonable doubt, can't convict them. Having to sue somebody. Here are some of the reasons that people might have to sue their friends or their family. Let's start with family. Whoa. Let me ask y'all. Which one do y'all want to start with? Suing family or suing friends? You know what? Let's go with family because that's an easy one. It's easy and it's hard because you start to see that when you have to sue a family member, it's always all over some money. Somebody died and the will didn't specify this, or the will did specify this, that, or the third, and somebody didn't honor what was in the will. Or let's say somebody died, and even though there was no will, the first family of children were being given all of the estate. Meanwhile, the extra children, you know, the baby mom's kids, each set of baby mom's kids, they trying to get frozen out. So they might have to come, I thought me and my aunt was cool. I thought me and my uncle was cool. I thought me and my brother's mother, my sister's mother's, I thought that we was cool. I thought we was all right. And they are all right. Everybody is all right until somebody gets put in the ground and they had a couple of dollars left. So you might have to sue your brother. You might have to sue your sister. You know, people's true colors come out in a death in the family. You already know. So if they were selfish before, they are super selfish now. Well, he was married to my dad. He was married to my mom. He wasn't married to y'all mom, so y'all don't deserve nothing. Don't tell me you ain't heard it, because I know I have. The thing is, it may have never gone to court with you. It didn't go to court with me. But I understand. So, yeah. You know, like, if your father died and he had some life insurance or whatever, and they only trying to give the first family everything. Meanwhile, the outside kids getting frozen out. They don't step off with nothing but a bunch of, you know, they might have given, oh yeah, he had this NFL football helmet. You can have that. And it might have been hard to get that. You can have his NFL football helmet. I'll give you his Rubik's Cube. He used to really like that Rubik's Cube. That was his favorite Rubik's Cube. He would want you to have that. And you can have, I got some pictures for you, but they duplicate pictures. You know, you can't have the original copies. But I got some proofs. The negatives. You know, the old pictures, remember they used to have negatives? I got the negatives. You know, go to the photo mat. If you can find a photo mat, go to the photo mat and you can get these, you can take these negatives and get new pictures developed. But we got the originals because that was my father. That wasn't your father. That was my mother. That wasn't your mother. See, when you can't work it out amicably, when emotions are already running high, when the pain of losing a loved one turns into, well, Dad, why are you trying to be so selfish? Why are you trying to take everything? Why are you, what did I ever do in order to hurt you? What did I ever do to hurt you? Why are you treating me like that? Well, I'm not going to let you get away with it. I'm taking you to court. You're not going to get everything. So you might have everything in your possession right now, but you better destroy it before I take you to this court, because you're not going to have it after I'm done. Family members start taking sides. Nobody probably knows the whole story, especially the emotional story on both sides. But what they do know is, well, I rock with this person that's suing, or this person that's getting sued. This person over here that's getting sued don't deserve to be sued. They've been through enough, and it ain't right. You don't take your family members to court, especially over something silly and simple like this. You just being greedy. You just being nasty. Meanwhile, over here, the side that's suing, they were like, uh-uh, you ain't getting away with all of that. You're not getting away with trying to treat us like we don't belong or like we don't matter. Love children matter. Love child matters. Might have to take a family member to court for that kind of thing. Maybe you lent a family member a bunch of money. You lent a family member a bunch of money. Such and such had a business venture going on, and you financed it. Now, it was a straight loan when you gave them the money. $20,000. When you wrote the check, it was a straight loan. Oh, I just need this startup capital or whatever, but I'm about to get, once I get this settlement, yeah, I'll pay you all your money back. As a matter of fact, I'll pay you back. You gave me 20, I'll pay you back 22. All right, cool. You don't have to pay me back 22, but all right, I'll agree to that. It was a straight loan when you lent them the money. You know what happens when you didn't pay them back? I mean, you know what happens when they didn't pay you back? They're going to say, that wasn't a loan, that was an investment. We all lost money on that. Who knows what I'm talking about? Who knows what I'm talking about? First, it was, oh my God, thank you so much for lending me this money. I swear to God, I'm going to pay you back. And look, things are going to work out so well. You are a blessing to me. You are the greatest thing. You. That's how it was when you lent them the money. You know what happened when they didn't pay you back? Well, you know what I mean? You was getting something out of the deal anyway. That wasn't really a loan. You know, the way you gave me the money, the way the money was given out, we was all going to get a piece of it, but you was going to get the lion's share. But what happened was you didn't do what you were supposed to do, and that's why we didn't get the money. That's why we didn't get the money back. But I put in money too. You wasn't the only one that put in money. Yeah, I wasn't the only one that put in money, but I was the only one that lent money. This ain't my thing. This is your thing. Yeah, I mean, you say it. That's not how I remember it. Problem is, you lent them the money with no written agreement, no signed written agreement. You didn't even write them a check. You know, you straight did the family thing. $20,000 cash, $15,000 cash. I wouldn't care if it was $500. You gave them cash money. Now you don't have a paper trail. Now you don't have any way of proving that you lent them the money instead of investing the money. But when you take them to court, they're going to say that you invested the money. And that's why there is no signed agreement. You thought that you was going to get some money back, and that's the only reason you put money in. You thought you was going to get a whole bunch of money back, more than what you gave. And it didn't work out that way, and now you salty because now now you came up on hard times and now you need the money that you invested. But that's what an investment is. It's a gamble. And we all gambled. We all gambled and we all lost. So we all got to take that L. Who knows what I'm talking about? See what y'all talking about. See if y'all talking about what I know y'all talking about. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, I wonder how I would have felt if my older relative was able to take me to court for the $40 he loaned to my 20-year-old self. He made me feel bad enough for not doing what and when I agreed to pay him back. $40. Woo! Emily says, I had my son sign a contract knowing dang well I wasn't taking him to court. Hey, you still got it. You did your due diligence. Sometimes it's the threat. You know what I mean? Let them know. Yeah, I mean business. Even when you don't mean that much business. Nara says, it was my first lesson in the saying, your word is your bond. True that. Cap Chamberlain says, I personally have never known a black working person who died and left a load of money. But when someone passes, people tend to act like they're fighting over millions. Yo, that little $50,000 to $100,000 in life insurance, that thing is everything, Cal. That's everything. Everything. That little, sometimes it ain't even $50,000. I've seen them fight over $25,000. 25 grand. 25 large. Not too many people I know have even saved or touched 25,000 cash. They have worked and made way more money than that. But many of them have never held $25,000 cash in their hands. And it makes people act different. It does. Because you're thinking like, not only am I working, money is coming in because I'm working, but I got 25 grand chilling. Ain't too many people I know that got tax returns up to 25 grand. So it can make a difference. It can make a difference. And you never know what's worth fighting for until you're holding something in your hand that you don't want to let go of and that somebody else wants in their hands instead of yours. So I know what you mean. You know what I mean? I do. I know what you mean. Peace, Stacey White. Thanks for coming through. And T. Carrie Wright, you too. Appreciate all y'all. But yeah, man, this is you know, when you have to take a family member to court, you have to sue a family member. Man, I mean, talk about next year, these cookouts ain't never going to be the same. We used to have family cookouts. Everybody would come, take a family member to court, sue a family member and see if you get an invitation to those cookouts. All cookouts on that other side of the family are going to be secret cookouts. You ain't going to know nothing about them. Your kids ain't going to know nothing about them. You know what I mean? You are, man, it gets nasty. It does. It gets nasty. But sometimes you got to do it. Sometimes you have to do it. You let a family member or a friend, you let a family member stay in your house. You move down south. You let them stay in your house at a discount. You gave them cheap rent. Like instead of selling your house, instead of renting your house, renting a house that you could have sold, you did your family member a solid because they had kids, they was transitioning, they needed a place to stay, and you trusted them because they was your people. So you said, you know what? You got this 4-bedroom house. You moved down south. Your job moved down south. The cost of living was low. The salary that they was paying you was high. You was like, look, I'm going down south. You know what I mean? I'm going down south to live. I got a nice little situation going. And I'm going to rent my house out up here. So if I ever come home, you know, if I ever come back up to Philly or wherever, you know, I can move back right back up into my house. So So you allowed your family members to stay in your four-bedroom, well-kept row home with the porch and the bay window. Your well-kept row home with the black iron railing on both sides going up the steps. Your porch. Cement porch. Backyard, big. Half cement, half grass. Perfect for the summertime cookout. Perfect. Four-bedroom house. You know how everybody from Philly knows what they should know. And if you don't know, the houses that are on the number streets going north and south, those are the bigger houses. You know, a lot of those are like the three-story houses, whatever. You know, like if you want a pretty big row home, if you live on one of the number streets, like I'm talking about like 13th, 14th Street. You know, I mean, well, 14th Street and Broad Street. It doesn't matter. Nonetheless, you let them stay in your crib, and all you ask them to pay you, you say, listen, just pay my mortgage, because I wasn't finished paying off my house. So pay my mortgage. My mortgage ain't but, like, you might have bought your house all the way back in the early 80s. No, because it would have been 30 years over. Okay, so you bought your house in the early 90s. So it's almost paid off. Anyway, your mortgage wasn't but $800. So you said, take my beautiful, well-kept four-bedroom home, and you and your kids, y'all go ahead. I'd rather rent it out to a family member anyway that I know will take care of my house. Make a long story short, they moved into your house, wrecked your house, and didn't pay no mortgage. They didn't pay nothing. Now, you was paying your mortgage, but they were supposed to pay you what you would pay the mortgage. So you've been paying the mortgage, making sure that you didn't lose your home, but they weren't paying you the difference, so you would have that money in your pocket and break even. You go back to visit your hometown. You go buy your house to see why they haven't paid, see what's going on, because they ain't been returning your phone calls. What do you see? They done beat your house to death. It's like somebody done took a bat. Remember that well-kept front yard you had? Remember them hedges you used to keep cut? Remember how your paint job was nice on your house and all of that? Remember how you used to sweep outside of your crib and keep the sidewalk nice? They didn't know you was coming home. You knocked on the door. They answered the door. Wouldn't answer the phone, but now they answered the door. Invite you into the house. They ain't really want to invite you into the house, but they could. How could they front? You they brother, sister, aunt, uncle, cousin, or landlord. You go in the house, you like, oh, my Lord. They done ruined your house. They done beat your house to death. They done took a baseball bat to the front and went and a Tasmanian devil on the inside. So now you like, listen, y'all got to get out of my crib. I need y'all up out of here. I'm giving y'all 60 days to get out of my house. I'm taking my house back over. And plus, I've been thinking about moving back home. I need my house. Now you got a problem. Now you got a problem because you got to go through the eviction process. Now you got a problem because now you done got yourself into a whole mess. Now you got a problem because your family ain't seeing you as a family member. Yeah, now you got a problem and everything you did for them, they don't remember. Now you got a problem and you got to find a way to solve them. I said, now you got a problem. You got to take them to court and you ain't taking no short. So now you got to start the whole eviction process, getting them up out of your crib. I'm not even going to go into how nasty it gets over that. The bottom line is now a divisional line has been drawn between your family. You got family members that are on your side that are like, yo, she or he took such good care of their home. They took pride in their house. And now look, they did their cousin, their brother or their sister a solid, letting them move into the house. And they just ruined that house. It's a shame. They took advantage of them. The family reunions ain't the same. Those Pacino card parties, you ain't invited. You took them to court, and you won. You won, but no matter what, you was in a lose-lose situation. You won, but you were in a lose-lose situation. You know? So, yeah, you know, when you have to sue a friend or a family member, that scenario I gave y'all, it could have went for a family member or a friend. You know, many people have rented properties or lent money to a friend, you know, startup capital, whatever, you know, helping them out. And it all blew up in their face. And you want, like, people don't understand. You need your money back. You need your money back. People think that when you lent them money or when you lend them money, like you just have this surplus of money. You need your money back. And people will try to keep from paying you your money back. So you might have to take action on them and go to the courts and sue them and win, and you know, but that win is going to seem like a loss. You're going to win the case, you're going to win the judgment, but you're going to lose a friend, you're going to lose a family member, you're going to lose connection. You got to be ready for that. You have to prepare yourself mentally and emotionally for that, because it's going to happen. Stacey White says, charge that to the game, Jaheim. Charge that to the game. Man, it's woo. It's a tough situation. It really is. But when you have to take a family member, or when you have to sue a family member or a friend, y'all not going to be the same type of family members. Or y'all not going to be friends no more. Now, don't get me wrong. I've seen some situations where years later, people were able to become friends again. I've seen situations where people sued and they won in absentia. Like, people knew that they was wrong. They ain't even show up for court. So you took them to court. You showed up for court. They didn't show up for court because they knew. They played it off like they were so mad at you that they didn't even want to go to court. But they knew they were wrong. They knew they was wrong, and they knew that the judge was going to see it your way. So they just decided, I'm not going to court. And you won in absentia. So you won the judgment, but guess what? You still ain't get your money. You got to wait until they get some kind of windfall. And then they have to pay off their judgment. Like, let's say they need a loan. You know, one day, you know, this is what the bank tells you when they're warning you not to get your car repossessed, not to let you get your car repossessed. They said, one day you're going to want to buy another car. You're going to want to finance a vehicle, or you're going to want to buy a house, and you're going to wind up having to pay this thing off before you're able to get that loan. And nobody believes them. Like, yeah, whatever. I ain't worried about that. And it winds up coming true. And so Silver says, I said I'll pay you back. Don't rush me. Yeah, that don't rush me thing can carry on for years. Years, baby, years. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism show, and we're talking about when you have to sue a friend or family member. You ain't friends no more. You know, they telling all of y'all mutual contacts that you only lent them the money, you know, to show off because, you know, you're the type of person that lends money or gives people money just so you can talk about them. You always talking about what you did for somebody and all that. These are the things that people say when they are wrong and they owe you money. They just don't man up. They just don't do the right thing. They want to talk smack about you and to you about what they owe you so you can look bad in front of everybody. Now, you was looking like an angel sent from God when you extended your help to them. When you gave them your money, you was like an angel from God. Now that it's time for them to pay back and they don't want to pay back, you ain't nothing but a little opportunistic devil. You ain't nothing but what do you call it when you just be putting on airs? You putting on airs. You ain't nothing but a demon. Yeah. So when you have to sue a friend or a family member, just know it ain't never going to be the same. It ain't never going to be the same. Your social circle of mutual friends are going to take sides. And they don't have to, but they will. They will. Because more than likely, the correct story has not gotten back to them the way that it really happened. And you out here looking nutty and looking crazy. Looking like you just, you know, would just sue somebody when you don't get your way. And, you know, there are people out there that seem to be court ready. How many of y'all know somebody that's always talking about, yeah, my lawyer said, like, they not in no business. They don't have a business of their own. They work a regular 9-to-5 job like everybody else. And they always talking about my lawyer. Like, they got a lawyer on speed dial and on standby. Like, they just got this lawyer that's retained for it for all purposes. Oh, yeah, my lawyer said this and my lawyer said that. Oh, they don't want to see my lawyer because my lawyer is like, I'm like, what are you talking about? So there are some people who seem to give off that type of energy of being ready and willing to sue somebody all the time. But what we can't discount is the time that it takes to actually, you know, file, to take somebody to court, take them to court, and get it completed. The process takes a while. So it ain't sweet like that. People be having you thinking like, such and such tapped my bumper. They tapped my bumper when they was trying to get out of that parking spot because they don't know how to drive. They from Jersey. I'm suing. They chipped the paint on my bumper. You're like, they didn't chip the paint. That's like a scuff. But that scuff been there. Mm-mm, that scuff wasn't there. That's from them. If the scuff was there, the scuff was there because they constantly bumping against my shit. And I'm tired of it. I'm about to have a whole new bumper. I do know people who front like that. But it's not an easy or fast process. Anybody, if you've ever had to sue somebody, if you've ever been in an injury and you took the guilty party to court for an injury, you know it takes months, it takes years sometimes to finally get a settlement. You never even had to go to court. Most court cases are settled out of court. Going to court is expensive. It's mad expensive. It really is. Everything, the whole ante ups when it comes to taking somebody to court. So people try to avoid it and just get a judgment. And hopefully the judgment compels you to go ahead and pay off the judgment. Nara says, I parted ways with an acquaintance whom didn't pay me back when they said they would. When they said, okay. Oh, they didn't pay me back what they said they would when they said. When they paid me minus the interest, I just took the zero and blocked them. And he also says, that's easy to do when you don't live in the same city. Mm-hmm. Out of sight, out of mind. Sure is. Out of sight, out of the mind. I ain't worried about such and such. They knew I was going to pay them back. You know, you here taking me to court and all of that. You grimy. I mean, people, you take somebody to court that didn't want to go to court, they will claim that they was going to pay you. All you had to do was this, and all you had to, it's always what you had to do. All you had to do was you ain't have to be so impatient. I was going to pay you back. I don't know why you got to act like that. I guess that's the way black people act. I'm tired of everybody coming down on me. I was throwing hard times, and you could see that I didn't have a lot of money on mine, and you did this thing. Just one time, I would just like to catch a break and be good with you. For damn sake, what's up with you? Why you always trying to play me, boo? I guess that's just what you do. I'm just trying to get my money back. I'm not trying to make you look bad, Black, but you got to pay me mine, and I am tired of time after time you always borrowing money from somebody just like me, your mom and whoever, see? But you got to pay me back. I'm not letting you get away with that. At this particular time, I need mine. I got me some dreams, and I'm trying to get my shine on. And everybody, if I had a nickel for everybody who owed me $100, then I would get blunted every day. And I can't do that today. But I got this little bag of weed anyway. I need you to pay me back, or I'm going to sue you. Subpoena! Got a subpoena in the mail today. Got a subpoena. Yeah, man, it's serious, though. You got to take a friend or a family member to court. You got to sue a friend or a family member. People start getting crazy over a couple of dollars. They start getting stupid over a couple of dollars. We ain't talking no $50 to $100, you know. People borrow real money from you, and now they want to give you the ass to kiss. Come on, man. Well, I'm going to say this: if somebody owes you like that, then go get your mail, get your money. Sometimes it's just the thought of or the threat of being taken to court that gets some people sprung into action, because they think if you went as far as to have somebody write that letter, they figure, oh, okay, let me go ahead and do it. But here's the thing. People who pay their bills, people who pay their debts, pay off their debts. And those who don't. So you can take a deadbeat to court all you want. You're going to get all the judgments and no money. All the judgments, but got no money. Yeah. Peace to all of y'all who have been through this situation. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. October 5th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. My girl, go-getter Yvette Williams, happy birthday to you. And also Jess Taylor turning 30 years old today, and Crystal Brooks turning 40 years old today, and Unique K. Gale turning 30 years old today, and Danny Celestine turning 28 years old today, and Simone Seawright turning 44 years old today, and Angela King, happy birthday to you, and a go-getter that's been down from day one, going all the way back to the 1984. Senorita Salina plays, Senorita Salina plays, turning 51 years old today. And last but not least, my man, he's not last but not least, but my man Christopher Biddle, a.k.a. DJ CL Smooth. And last but not least, my man used to live right around the corner from where I grew up, turning 59 years old today, my man Octavius Rogers. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on his glorious, glorious, glorious October 5th. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out. Rock on it, do the damn, rock out. Rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, when you have to sue a family member or a friend, just know that things are never going to be the same way that they were before. But you have to decide what's more important. Is it more important for you to get your business matters straightened out and to sometimes get your social matters straightened out too? If you think that along with the money, somebody has been trying to play you or your personal community, you have to take action. You know what I mean? Sometimes two people cannot work out a situation where there is clear right or wrong, or where there may be some gray matter on both sides. So sometimes you have to let a third party litigate, moderate, and make a decision on how things are going to play out. So try not to be mad at yourself. If you're going to go through the whole process of suing somebody, then you should go through the whole process of feeling good about the decision that you made. Got to be a man or a woman about it. Anyway, you know, just know you're going to be missing out on them deviled eggs and potato salad for the next cookout, because you ain't invited. Sorry, Miss Jackson. Woo! I am for real. Never meant to make your girl, your daughter cry. I a mother apologize. See, I can't curse no more on the show, you know, because we'll mess up the money. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to this show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. We will be back tomorrow night. It's hump day, ain't it? Yeah, we will be back tomorrow night. So y'all hang tight, man. Everything is going to be good. All right. Let me get my days mixed up and all that. Where we at? All right, so blue.